91.5 MFO. Real Kids, All Kinds of Girls there. Reggae, reggae before that. Then we had Varmints, Rosalita, Boston Cream, Classic Ruins, Forget About It, The Madison, Record Time, John Felice and the Lowdowns, Don't Make Me Wait, and you know the rest. Have a request, 617-627-3800. So we're sitting here with Nancy Neon, Frank Rowe, and a varmint. I'm sorry.
Dan McCarthy.
Dan. I'll remember now. Thanks, Dan.
You're welcome.
And we're going to get an amp, play some songs, right, Frank?
Sure.
Beautiful, beautiful guitar.
Well,
Les Paul Jr.
I know someone else that used to have one.
Yeah, we talked about that. Someone asked what Billy's favorite guitar was. It was the answer, was it the Junior?
58 Les Paul Jr.
Right. Mm-hmm. And yours is a 58 as well, isn't
no,
it?
56.
56.
It's 60 years old.
Wow.
Happy
That's
birthday
crazy.
To Frank's guitar.
Yeah, 60th is a pretty big one.
Well, I want to say something. I want to get serious for a minute here, and I hope no one will dispute what I'm saying, because this is something that really bothers me. There's a friend that I have on Facebook that's been saying some things about some of Billy's feelings, and the thing that she said was that really bothered me. She said, Billy has hated John Felice for 40 years. I want to say that's absolutely not true. I live with this man for 14 years, and I knew him better than anyone. I live with him 24/7, and he would tell me anything. We had no secrets. That's absolutely not true. I think that Billy was a bit disappointed, to say the least, when he was let go, because the band was on the verge of going to Europe for a tour where they were very enthusiastically welcomed.
Mm-hmm.
And he missed that. Later, he was able to tour as Johnny Ramone's guitar tech. So he did get to see the world in another way.
It's not
the same as playing your own music, but he probably had a lot more fun in a lot of ways.
Somebody had asked me, I think it was Ron Beal, if he thought that Billy was a roadie for Ramones, but he was actually a guitar tech.
He was Johnny's guitar tech.
That's much bigger.
And back in, going back to Felice, I think the way that Billy looked at it is, and somebody had said this to him and he agreed, he said, it's like having the rug pulled from out from under you, but then you see a beautiful marble floor beneath, and that is his songwriting and his singing. Which he probably would have not done if he had stayed in the Real Kids.
Right.
So it was just the path that he was to take, and it was
the silver lining.
Better for him as an artist. And he never said anything negative about Felice to me. I think that he was interviewed for Boys from Nowhere film, and somebody may have wound him up, or he may have been in a bad mood that day. Sometimes, if he just recently had a seizure, he could be very negative and very violent.
Confrontational.
In his way of speaking. And he may have said something along the lines of, I'm after him, I'm going to kick his butt or something. Because the last couple of times we went backstage at the Real Kids show, Felice said something to him about it, and he's like, no, everything's cool. And we're going to... Brian's gonna play Flying to the Mystery, and I wanted to say that Felice had sort of rewritten the song to be about Alpo.
Originally a modern love song.
Yes, right. And he Felice asked Jonathan Richman's permission to change the lyrics to be more about Alpo, but the last time that we saw them play, Felice dedicated that to Billy, which I think is really nice.
That's great.
And also, there's an article. I don't know how you'll find it. It's with David Lang, the guy that released both the Varmints EP and the Primitive Souls EP, which maybe we can talk more about that later. Mm-hmm. But anyway, there's a very interesting interview with David Lang interviewing John Felice, and he had some really nice things to say about Billy. I think it's I-94-something.
Mm-hmm.
David Lang and John Felice.
Okay, is that something I could find, you think?
Yeah, on the internet.
Okay, oh, well, we'll see if we have, you know, I don't want to play anything else off the internet. I tried that earlier because I didn't have something.
Well, I just mean something to read later.
Right, right. Okay, great. Well, thank you for setting the record straight. That was great. You know, now we know. Because I'm a fan
know.
Of all these guys.
Now
I don't
you
want...
know by the Real Kids. That's a really good song, too.
they were a pretty tough-talking band. They probably threatened each other all the time.
You know what? I don't know if I'm supposed to be saying this, but somebody recently played me recording.
It's the thing that Jeff Connelly called Feliz Navidad. It's on the flip side of... The Liars, I think it's
Felice
You Tear
wearing
Me
his
Up.
Head off at
and
Billy.
It's, yes,
yeah.
It's a message that John Felice had left on Billy Borzelli's what do you call it?
Answering machine.
I've forgotten because it's so long ago since he had those. But anyway, he thought that Billy had blown him off for one of the Real Kids reunions, but Billy was there or on his way there
I
to
the
club. I
think John was in his right mind.
That was the
RK2K,
it was the New Year's Eve 2000.
1999.
Uh-huh. We were the opening band for that, and and Billy was late.
You're right.
So that's a little...
But I heard from it was our last week's guest, if anyone wants to try and figure it out. He played it for me, and he said that... after all, Billy was already there, and John didn't know that. So it's all, like, really ridiculous.
Well, you get really nervous when there's somebody right. missing and the show's about to start.
I think he was just like in another room. He didn't see him yet or something. Anyways, Fly Into the Mystery. And yeah, we can figure out what's... Maybe we'll play a Modern Lovers song after that one, huh?
That'd be great. Love to hear.
It's Real Kids. Real Kids doing Modern Lovers song, Fly Into the Mystery. It's off there. Is that their latest album?
Yes, Shake Out of Control.
Right on. Here you
go. Ace of Hearts Records.
Right on.
Fly into the mystery. Now, we'd like to, it seems to be the mood, to return to slowness now. We want to present one of the older songs in the band's repertoire starting now. It's dedicated to everyone in the audience, every girl whose father owned an Electra 225 once. Someone once asked me recently if I understood the Jewish princess concept, and as evidence, I told him how I wrote the song Hospital, which you're going to hear. Now, this is written all about that. We want to try and give you a feeling for the East Coast, since we're out here, it's the least we can do. And so, when we're in typical modern lovers' precise order, we'll present this next song.
Seek
out things that must have been magic to your little girl mind. Now as a little girl, you must have been magic. I still get jealous of your first boyfriends sometimes. And when I walk down your old street, there'll be tears in my eyes. It's a case like this. I can't stand what you do. Sometimes I can't stand you. Makes me think about me, how I'm involved with you. But I'm in love with this power that shows through in your eyes. So, when you get out of the hospital, oh, let me back into your life. I can't stand what you do, but I'm in love with your eyes.
I think that's my music bed. It's the 91.5. There we go. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. That was the Brigands, Michael Stewart's Brigands, with She's Mine, live acoustic at WMWM. See, we're all friends. I'll play their stuff. They can play mine. Frank Rowe is in the house from Classic Ruins. You ready to go, Frank?
Well, I think so.
Okay. He's all mic'd up. Okay, Sarah?
Yes, I'm doing sort of the opposite of what Billy did. I'm putting acoustic guitars on strings on an electric guitar.
Cool. All right, anytime you're ready.
Well, I know I'll never be ready. This is a song that I first did with Billy in the Varmints. He called me up, and the Classic Ruins was in hiatus at the time. And he says, we're reforming the Varmints, and I said, well, who's in it? He said, Pete Taylor, bass player is IP Daly. And I said, wait a minute, you've got a guy named IP Daly? I'm in. But anyways, this is a song called The Hard Way. It's about his dad used to tell him that he did everything the hard way.
Right.
And so he wrote a song about it.
Great.
That'll show you. Couldn't learn my lesson, always the hard way. Working so hard against the grain, it only makes me more insane, always the hard way. Not the hard way, you know I'm really trying, not the hard way. Don't wanna learn by dying. Not the hard way, not the hard way, not that way this time. Not the hard way, not the hard way, not that way this time. Can't change my way of living, too late to be forgiven, always the hard way. Working so hard against the grain, it only makes me more insane, always the hard way. Not the hard way, you know I'm really trying, not the hard way. Don't want to learn by dying. Not the hard way, not the hard way, not that way this time. Not the hard way, not the hard way, not that way this time. Oh God in heaven help us, don't want to die like Elvis. Don't want to learn by dying. Not the hard way, not the hard way, not that way this time. Well, let's not go overboard here. this is a song that I played with Billy and the Varmints. Actually, I played with Billy on this song in his first demo recording of it.
Uh-huh.
It's the song about the Madison. And it's a funny thing. I wasn't in the Classic Ruins at the time. I was in the Liars at the time.
Okay.
And he asked me to come down and play it. And so I learned the song on the spot and played it. And then moved on to kind of forget about it. And later on in the Varmints, we recorded it again. And I had forgotten it completely. And I learned it all over again and made up my parts. And they sounded almost exactly the same as what I made up before.
Just better.
Well, just different. I don't know.
Okay.
I meant to do that. but this is sort of bowdlerized because... I'm not so tough without my rock band behind me.
Oh. I'm scared of you.
It's just no good, you know. It's just too hard to hide. Can't make my
myself let go and leave so much behind. What can I do or say to make you turn around? I can't believe that time would bring us to the ground. Like the medicine, it's falling down. Turn your back after the times we've had. How I wish now was then. What can I do or say to make you come around? I can't believe that time would bring us to the ground. Like the medicine,
Frank.
Well, you can thank Billy.
Great stuff, Billy.
Thanks, Billy.
Every time I did a version of one of his songs, he always said, how come you're doing it so slow? You
know? Well, I liked it.
And, this next one, he said, I liked everything about it except that it was too slow when he heard the recording. I sort of heard the song and I heard more Keith Richards than Johnny Ramone in it, you know. That's why we rearranged it a little bit.
All right.
If you liked it before, maybe you like it now. I don't know.
Right on.
What you're trying to give me, I ain't taking. You better hope that someday you'll awaken. It ain't nothing to me, it ain't nothing. It ain't nothing to me,
it ain't nothing.
What you're trying to sell me, I ain't buying. You better never let me see you crying. It ain't nothing to me,
it ain't nothing.
It ain't nothing to me,
it ain't nothing.
You always say whatever words you want to, and then you're sorry when they're back to haunt you. It ain't nothing to me,
it ain't nothing.
It ain't nothing to me,
it ain't nothing.
Now it's over, let me tell you something. You may not like it, but you had it coming. It ain't nothing to me,
it ain't nothing.
It ain't nothing to me,
it ain't nothing.
Now it's time for you to be lonely. What a shame that you only took the time to think about me. So let me tell you something. You may not like it, but you had it coming. It ain't nothing to me.
It ain't nothing.
It ain't nothing to me.
It ain't nothing.
You always said whatever words you want to, and I am sorry that they're back to haunt you. It ain't nothing to me.
It ain't nothing.
It ain't nothing to me.
It ain't nothing.
It ain't nothing to me. It ain't nothing to me.
Fantastic. Hey, we still got to get some pictures in today. How you guys up for that?
Sure.
I'll take some pictures and stuff.
But I wanted to say you could probably buy this if you could find one. This came out in 2011.
Uh-huh.
Classic Ruins. Forget about it.
Sounds great. Are you ready to say? Do you want to announce some stuff?
Sure.
Would that be okay? Why don't we do that before
sure.
we take pictures?
Okay. I have a blog. A lot of the reviews are old, but I'm trying to add some more updated stuff on there. It's Nancy Neon Reviews at blogspot.com. Also, for about 7 months, I've been asking friends to put up a GoFundMe or something like that for me. For whatever reason, they chose not to do so. So, you know, the expression... What is the expression? Something about doing it yourself?
Yeah.
But anyway, that's what I did. It's on GoFundMe.com. It's a Nancy Neon Foster housing fund. Also, I want to write a book about Billy. It's not going to be like a little love story or anything like that. It's more like him in the context of the bands that he played in, the North Shore Sound, Boston Rock and Roll, that sort of thing. And... also releasing some of his unreleased demos. I'm not sure exactly how I'm going to go about this yet, if I'm going to get another band put together to do versions of this, or different people to do versions, or try to clean up the tapes that I have. I haven't figured that out yet. It's kind of nebulous. But also, I don't know how far I'm going to go with this, but I'm thinking about doing a 501c3 in the name of Billy Borgioli to... supply art supplies for inner city kids to help inspire their creative spark. So that's some of the things that the money will go for. The main thing is to help me get a roof over my head.
Beautiful.
I want to thank the people that have given already. I got about 7 gifts within a week's period. So people have been really generous, and I want to thank them for that.
Okay. Anything else?
Thanks for having me here. I've had a great time. I'll come back anytime. You can blame the MBTA that I don't have Primitive Souls stuff with me today, but I'll.
I didn't know you didn't have a ride either. I would have picked you guys up.
Something to look forward to next time. I'll bring a shitload of cool stuff and. S-load. Sorry. And something to look forward to next time. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Nancy Neon. Thanks, Frank Rowe.
Do we have time for one last song? Or
yeah, what do you want to hear?
I like to hear Ain't No Good. And I want to say hi to Susie and Rain at Hubba Hubba. And I want to dedicate this song to Helene and Joe Big.
Ain't No Good by Varmints.
Yes.
Let me see if I have it in the system. If not, we'll play it from CD here. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. There we go. We got it. Okay, thank you very much, and thank you, Danny.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks, Brian.
And thank you, Marie. We'll go take some pictures, and we'll back to your regular programming, but we'll say bye right before the 4 o'clock hour. And I think Nancy will be here till 4, so if you really have, you know, a dying... burning question you need to ask her, go to the pharmacy. No.
A burning desire, like they yeah. say in the 12-step meetings.
Right. I think that's what I was thinking of, actually. Right. I've been there. Okay. Yeah, thanks. We'll catch you on the other side.
Thank you.
I heard you talking to someone else. Well, basically, Mama told me. Oh, are the explorers. Throughout our history, we have taken both small steps and giant leaps in that pursuit. Right now, men and women are working on the next steps to go farther than we have ever gone before. We don't know what new discoveries lie ahead, but this is the very reason we must go.
For more information about how you can support space exploration, visit supportexploration.com. A message from the Aerospace Industries Association and your spaced out friends here at WMFO in Medford.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I want to thank all my guests, Nancy Neon, Frank Rowe, Danny.
Danny McCarthy.
Sarah
Billingsley.
Here you go, Sarah.
It's fun to be here.
I know.
Great music. This was a great show. I love the music on this show today.
It's every week.
I know, but this one.
You like this one in particular?
And you helped make it special too, so
yeah, you helped out a lot. Thank you.
It was fun being here, man.
Sarah saved us with the amp today. Thank you very much.
That worked out. That was good.
Right.
I'm glad we got to hear those songs live. That was really great.
That's fabulous. Well, it's free.
And you can hear it on the archives.
Yeah, maybe we can get someone to edit it and then have them, you know, for future shows. I hope. We'll figure it out. Next week? Who do we have next week, guys?
I don't know. I don't have a computer these days.
Let me look.
I'm out of the loop.
Let me look.
Google it.
No, I'm trying to figure out on this. I guess I have to get it over there.
You're gonna miss the post.
Over here. And right here.
Hey.
Next week, my mother's mustache. Until then, see ya!
And in the end.